This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the UN Security Council today, describing the horrors uncovered in Bucha, a suburb of Kyiv, after Russian troops withdrew recently. Zelensky has said more than 300 civilians were tortured and killed in Bucha, charges the Russian government denies. The alleged war crimes have prompted the European Union to propose its first energy sanctions on Vladimir Putin's government since the invasion in February, including banning imports of Russian coal. The move has the support of Germany, which until now had pushed back on any embargoes on Russian energy. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The EU depends on Russia for around 40% of its oil and natural gas needs, but that figure is more like 20% for coal. So it's the low-hanging fruit of Europe's transition away from fossil fuels. Philip Nichols teaches at Penn's Wharton School of Business.
Coal is the most damaging to the environment, is the easiest to wean oneself off of. There's been a movement within Europe for a decade now to stop using so much coal.
Natural gas requires pipelines or special import terminals to move around the world. Ian Lang of the Colorado School of Mines says coal doesn't.
Coal is basically pretty easy to transport. It's a solid. The ability to find other suppliers is easier.
Banning Russian coal won't necessarily mean yet another increase in European electricity prices, says Samantha Dart of Goldman Sachs.
When you think of how electricity prices are set, they are generally set by your most expensive fuel, and that's not coal at the moment. That fuel is already natural gas.
Natural gas flows from Russia have actually increased during the war, says Guntram Wolf, director of the Bruegel think tank in Brussels.
I mean, this is where Putin and Russia actually make a lot of revenues at the moment.
Even more thanks to the surge in energy prices since the invasion began. Russia also made sure Europe would need to buy a lot of gas once the war started, instead of relying on fuel it already had in storage.
Russia has, prior to the war, really tried to squeeze energy supply to bring the gas storages down. Now that the war has started, the gas storages are quite empty.
And that's making it even harder for Europe to swear off Russian natural gas. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.